I hope that as you engaged in the walking practice down by the lake, you were able to realize or be inspired by some of these lovely qualities of the summer solstice. For myself, it really opened me immediately to spaciousness with that sky and the blue expanse of the lake. And beauty was just all around. I hope you noticed. I hope it allowed you to feel the energy of it all, that growing, spreading, beautiful energy. And of course, there was light all around and warmth. And for those of us who walked barefoot on the beach, it got downright hot. And very interesting walking practice on the sand. So for me, all the qualities, the light, the warmth, the beauty, the growth and energy, the stillness and the spaciousness were all around, were happening, and certainly the longer I practiced, that stillness became more and more known. It's so interesting, isn't it, to experience stillness in movement. And it's so helpful because we spend most of our lives moving about, talking about. We're in motion, we're in the world of action. And so, in keeping with our summer solstice themes, and as a way to cultivate loving kindness and self-forgiveness, we're going to do a lake meditation. So using some of the imagery of the lake. A couple of readings to get us started. So the late great meditation teacher Ajahn Chah, he wrote, "Try to be mindful and let things take their natural course. Then your mind will become still in any surroundings, like a clear forest pool or big lake. All kinds of wonderful, rare animals will come to drink at the pool, and you will clearly see the nature of all things. You will see many strange and wonderful things come and go, but you will be still. You will be still." Similarly, Thich Nhat Hanh said, "Breathing in, I make myself still, like a pond on a mountain. Breathing out, I reflect things as they are." So we'll be working with these qualities, and in particular that reflective quality of the lake. And so now taking our postures, being deliberate about the posture. If you try this practice at home, you may find it helpful to lie down for it. Sitting works very well as well, though. Jon Kabat-Zinn reminds us that the water principle is as elemental as the rock that we've worked with in the past with mountain practice. And yet, water is in essence stronger than rock because water wears down rock. And he also reminds us, as the other authors did, that water has the quality of reflection and receptivity. It receives everything. And so when you think about water, whether a lake or a river, you know that it parts to allow anything in, and then it resumes itself. And so we can work with that quality, as well as the quality of reflectiveness and a number of other qualities that I'll lead you into as we go along. And so begin now with this practice by invoking in your mind's eye the image of a lake, whether it be the one you were just looking at down by the water there, Lake Ontario, or whether it be a lake that you're familiar with that has meaning for you. Taking in the image of the lake, the sense of the water, perhaps noticing, first of all, the lake when all is clear and calm, and how the lake reflects everything, reflects the clouds, the trees. And then a wind comes and stirs things up a little, and there are ripples on the lake, just as there is in our own lives, a bit of restlessness. The mind gets a little busy or worried. And then that can still again, as can our minds, and be simply reflective of whatever shows up. Other times a lake might feel, rather look, kind of dark or green, maybe even a little bit of algae on it. And so too in our own bodies, we may have some sluggishness. And we can open to that if that shows. And then that too passes. And the lake is clear and calm again. Sometimes the lake has a very brilliant color that really seems to dominate. Think of lakes like Emerald Lake in the West Coast, or Lake Louise, such brilliant colors. And so too, sometimes for us, our minds are captivated by desire, longing, and everything that we experience gets filtered by that color. And then that too passes, and the lake is clear. Sometimes too, those ripples get really tossed up into big waves. We saw some waves today crashing on the rocks. And so our minds can get very stirred up, bubbling, especially when we're caught in aversion. It can feel like that. And we can open to that. And as we open to any experience of aversion, those waves, they too settle. And the lake is again calm and clear. And sometimes, too, we look at a lake and it just looks muddy. You can't see through it at all. And that is so much like our experiences of doubt, self-doubt, doubt about the practice. And our task again is to open to that muddiness within heart-mind. Let it move through until it settles and clears. And so you may have possibly recognized that I named the five hindrances. Hindrances of desire and aversion, restlessness, worry, and sleepy mind, and doubting mind. And the lake imagery can help us with all of them. And so holding the lake in mind now, see it or sense it in your mind's eye. And letting yourself open to that vast expanse, the spaciousness of the lake, the receptivity. Let yourself be one with the lake, if that makes sense for you. Letting all the different energies, any of these hindrances, be held in your awareness with openness, spaciousness, compassion, forgiveness for yourself. In just the same way as the waters hold and receive whatever happens, lets it move through. As you sit here, connect with sensations of sitting and breathing. And as it makes sense to you, feeling in your body the whole of the lake. Feeling the body of the lake as your body. Open and receptive and reflecting whatever shows up. The lake is always forgiving. It receives everything. Can we take that attitude for ourselves? Let yourself experience those moments of complete stillness when both reflection and water are identical and clear. And the other moments when the surface is disturbed, choppy, stirred up. Reflections of depth temporarily lost. Noticing the play of the various energies of your own mind, heart, body. That come and go like the ripples and the waves. In the dark pools, in the sluggish moments, those algae moments, the muddy moments. Letting whatever shows up be okay. It's just the lake being lake. It's just our mind, body, hearts being mind, body, hearts. Nature rolling on. Continuing to connect with the sense of sitting and breathing and the image of the lake for inspiration. The forever forgiving lake. Whatever's happening is just all part and parcel of being a lake or of being a human being. However the surface is of the lake, a few feet beneath that surface, there is calm. Can you notice that? In allowing the choppiness, the muddiness, the sluggishness, whatever may be there, can you drop beneath it? As you accept the surface, drop beneath it as well and connect with the calm of the lake, beneath the surface, the calm of this mind, body, heart, simply sitting and breathing. Find the stillness beneath the surface. It's always there. beginning to finish off this practice. With a short reading from Henry David Thoreau's Walden Pond. Walden is a perfect forest mirror, set round with stones as precious to my eye, as if fewer or rarer, nothing so fair, so pure, and at the same time so large as a lake lies on the surface of the earth. Sky water. It needs no fence. Nations come and go without defiling it. It is a mirror which no stone can crack, whose quicksilver will never wear off, whose gilding nature continually repairs. No storms, no dust can dim its surface ever fresh. A mirror in which all impurity presented to it sinks, swept and dusted by the sun's hazy brush. This, the light dust cloth, which retains no breath that is breathed on it, but sends its own to float as clouds high above its surface and be reflected in its bosom still.